It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out with David Pollack.
Today we're going to have some fun. I got to tell you, we talk about beauty, but now we're going to talk about true beauty. Joining me today is Lisa Davis. Lisa is not only a master's in public health, she has all kinds of credentials in nutrition, etc., but more importantly, she knows the beauty industry, and we have a lot of fun. Lisa, welcome.
Thank you so much, David. I love talking about this.
I have a blast, too. But what I want to talk about in this show is about true beauty. And true beauty, you know, I talk about skincare, I talk about chemicals, you and I speak about health and all these things you can do. But true beauty, when I say it's from the inside, I'm going to go deeper than the health and the foods we eat. I want to talk about self-confidence and emotions and really where it truly begins. Because to me as a guy, when I look, I got to tell you, I guess what got me into this business is I have not met a woman yet that didn't want to change something about herself. And that I think
it's
that
so
just
true.
Stuns me. Okay, well, you're saying that, and you know, you're a beautiful lady. So for you to say that, I say every woman is beautiful, and how do you get them to see it? It drives me crazy because every party I go to, on the airplane sitting next to me, when they see and you're in the business, they start going, oh, well, what do I do about this, this, and this? And I look back, and I'm like, you know, I don't even see the flaws that they point out. It drives me crazy because to me, the first thing I noticed is someone's smile.
Ah, yes, a beautiful smile. I have to say, David, we are our own worst enemies. I mean, it seems like we should all go live in a cave just to get away from the media, and then we could feel good about ourselves because we're just, and I know this has been hammered over and over, but we really are bombarded at such a young age about what is beautiful and how you're supposed to look. And I've said as a health educator, and people are often surprised, I don't focus so much on weight as are you making healthy dietary changes? Are you moving your body every day? That's great. Do you have to be a twig? No, you don't. Not everyone's meant to be thin. And I think with so much emphasis on what we look like rather than are you a good person? Are you emotionally healthy? Do you have loved ones in your life? Like you were saying, that emotional connection. I was at the Whole Foods the other day and this older woman walked by. She's probably in her 60-something. She had the most beautiful eyes and they just glowed. And I just said, you are so beautiful. And she was like, oh my gosh. And you could see that she probably hadn't heard that in a while because you know how we disregard older women in this culture. But she just glowed from the inside out. It was beautiful.
Well, you hit on something, the media. And let me just tell you from my side is fortunate enough, I get to work with different models and celebrities. And I've even worked with some of the CoverGirl models. But do you know, you ready for this? They come up to me and say, how do I fix this, that, or the other? Because they can't even look as good. You'll laugh. They cannot look as good as what's on the cover because those covers are often airbrushed. And so they can't even live up to the standard of the picture of themselves. And I don't even know what to say to that.
Yeah, I mean,
the thankful part is they buy more skincare, they buy more serums, but reality is, and I guess that's what the media wants them to do. But more importantly is they're missing the true beauty. And so you could take the most gorgeous girl, but if she's got a bad attitude or doesn't smile, to me, she becomes ugly. I see a smile first. Yeah. So how do we take a look at... Well, that's from a men's perspective. I'm telling you from a guy's perspective, you know, and so, you know, there's somebody for everybody. We all see certain things, but from my perspective, that's first. And obviously, I want to look for somebody that's taking care of themselves. You mentioned health. Okay. So somebody that's taking care of themselves and not just let themselves totally go. Okay. And I'm not going to say that's totally necessarily appearance as much as is just seeing that somebody takes care or grooms and cares a little bit about themselves. And I guess that goes back to pride and confidence even.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I think it's true. And okay. I think if you have that confidence, it really shows. And then how do you build that confidence, especially with our daughters, when you have all these images? For example, my 8-year-old daughter has gotten really into this show called Winx, W-I-N-X, Winx Club. And it's just, she likes it because she loves magic and there are fairies and there's witches. But the girls, honest to God, they're like the skinniest things that you've ever seen. And of course, they're curvy though, but like stick thin. And I tell her that's not how girls look. And we talk about it. And I think, so I let her watch the show because she likes the magic, but it really bothers me. I feel like, oh, I can't believe I'm letting her watch this. But it's so hard, you know, to not see those images. But I think if you can talk about them with your daughters and instill confidence in them and just know, you know, that they're smart and it's important to be a nice person, I think that could help balance it. I don't know. Maybe I'm just guilty about letting her watch it.
No, I agree. I've never heard of the show, so I'm listening to you. I got caught up in your conversation listening. But not just daughters. I've raised a son. You've got the same issues.
Oh.
Yes. And you they're going to see guys that are athletic or football players. And, you know, you don't want your child ever to go on steroids and all these things. You want them to be healthy and to appreciate it. So the media, I think, is the biggest guilty part of it. But, you know, we're probably just as guilty when, you know, by reinforcing some of it. So I think you're overcoming it by talking to them, your kids. I think that's probably the best place to start is with kids. But even
so
just
too.
Among friends, people laugh. I talk to everybody. I smile at everybody. And I have some people that make fun of that, but I try and bring joy to everybody's life.
I am the same way. My husband's an introvert and I'm a total extrovert. And I swear I embarrass the heck out of him because I talk to strangers all the time. I know everybody at the grocery store I shop. I know about their kids. We talk and I'll introduce my husband and he'll do this like tense kind of smile. And he's the sweetest guy, but that's just like not his bag. Right. But you and I should go out together. We'd have a lot of fun.
We'd never get to talk to each other. We'd talk to everybody else in the room.
Exactly. But getting back to beauty, you know, it's funny because at the same time, I love beauty products and I love makeup and I love mascara. Like I have blonde eyelashes, but they're super long. So without them, I look really plain. But you put mascara and my eyes are my best feature. And it's like, whoa. But at the same time, I want to be able to do all that, but not feel like so much pressure that I have to look a certain way. I just want to look the best that I can look. I don't know if that makes sense, but it's hard. Like I don't want to be in the game, but I want to play a little bit. Don't take away my mascara or my eyelash curler.
Makeup.
That's the bottom line.
Makeup isn't meant to make you look like a cover girl. It's not meant to make you, forgive the exaggeration, as a clown. What makeup is supposed to do is help you, well, a lot of women cake it on. What it's supposed to do is help hide some of those imperfections and highlight those features. And if you focus on those two things, that doesn't mean cake it all over your face because you're not happy with it. You're beautiful. You need to see that. And if your best feature are your eyes, then use the eyeliner, the mascara, whatever it is. If it's your lips, then use that. Well, if you've got, you know, you have some acne scars, well, take a look at how to solve that. Do you do a chemical peel? Do you go do a microdermabrasion? Or maybe it's as simple as using a makeup primer and using a foundation to cover it. Whatever's going to help you hide whatever flaw you think you have so you can be more confident. And I'm going to tell you, you look more confident and feel better about yourself and everybody's going to see it and instantly you become more beautiful.
Yeah, that's so true. And I think, too, though, again, you can do that without, you don't have to beat yourself up. Just like I was saying, to be healthy, you don't have to be a stick. To be beautiful, you don't have to look like the cover models. Because apparently, from what you said, they don't even look like the cover models because they're so airbrushed. And I think that's why people love those, like, you know, the Inquirer type of magazines where they have stars without makeup. I think people love that because they feel like, oh, gosh, they really do look like me. But why do we keep perpetuating this illusion? I don't get it.
I don't know, but you hit on something. I got to tell you, when HDTV came out, I'm going to tell you the biggest trend I had was developing products for the celebrities because their skin was so awful because they wear so much makeup. It clogs their pores. It made their pores larger. A lot of them were breaking out. And so you'd see all these stars. Look at next time on HDTV, pay attention to their skin. Now, more recently, they found ways to diffuse the light and cover it with makeup. But there's a several year period when HD was first coming out that every star had horrible skin. And so what the real takeaway from that isn't to make fun of the celebrity as much as that particular person we all see as beautiful already. What made it any different? And so just by ignoring some of this minor, it's not really a flaw. It's just overcoming it a little bit, disguise some of the flaws so you can feel more confident and you can be a celebrity yourself. Just how to look better and feel better about yourself. So that's,
I think so too. Like I said earlier, just don't take my mascara. That's all I'm saying.
Well, now you're highlighting a feature, and that's one of the smartest things you do. So when you talk about beauty inside out, we talk about topical, we talk about internal and health, and more important is going deeper into the emotional, and a healthy emotional stage is what's going to help you be more beautiful. So really, beauty inside out has several different layers. So I appreciate you helping discuss it with me. I truly want to discuss it more and ways maybe we could talk to some of our kids or even things we can do ourselves just to help ourselves feel more confident and realize our own beauty. So we'll have to do that again in another show. We're out of time. Thank you so much, Lisa.
Thank you.